Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the Annunciation of the Lord, and from Ireland we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university, and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, The Flesh Becomes Word.
Our gospel is from the first chapter of St. Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Dear listeners, there is no sign of us giving up the practice. Our relentless repetition of that momentous phrase, "The Word was made flesh." The reason that is God, the language that is divine, the Word. This became human and so entered time and place. Nothing will be impossible with God, as we heard, and so much of our hope, our optimism, and our zeal arises from the sense that this is true. And ever since, you know, the Word that was Jesus of Nazareth has, after time, his flesh has become, as it were, Word again. We never stop talking about it. We have translated the message and the accounts of it into each language we have, and since our language is not static any more than our bodies, we revise our translations so that they fit once more for purpose. Our words are nimble, just as our flesh is frail and can be fitter for purpose than it takes doing. Christ Jesus is quoted as having said, as he came into the world, "God, I am here and I'm coming to do your will." This is the kernel of our salvation history, and the noteworthy part played in the story by the Saviour's very mother is what today's solemn feast also acknowledges and gives thanks for. At different stages of this short spell as a preacher and healer in Galilee that Jesus had, Jesus would insist what he's about is to fulfill what God his Father wants, wishes, and in some sense what his Father dictates out of love for the people. Mary's faith-filled mind and heart are in this purpose too, as we note in her phenomenal phrase, immediate reaction it seems to the message from above, "Let it be done to me according to your word." as we speak in conversation and sermon about God taking flesh in Jesus Christ, let each of us, his disciples, also become flesh to the extent that he did. I mean total dedication of ourselves to our neighbors, to their welfare, and their knowledge and love of the Christ we know and preach.